Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week on Harmonia, we take a look at the Renaissance lament known as the Deploration, a musical setting of a poem written in memory of someone who passed away. We'll find out which well-known composers wrote these moving and fascinating works, and feature a debut release by the Canadian ensemble I Furiosi.
Thank you.
Music by Baroque composer Francesco Maria Veracini. The Passagallo from his Sonata No. 12 in D minor was performed by members of the Toronto-based ensemble I Furiosi. Their performance is part of a debut release on the Dorian label entitled Crazy. It might seem a little morbid to say that death can be an inspiration, but for the late medieval and Renaissance composers who wrote Déplorations, it was the impetus to set to music poems written lamenting the deaths of significant composers, most of which were focused on Ockeghem and Josquin. The earliest known Déploration also happens to be the only surviving composition by the composer Franciscus Andrieu, who set to music a ballade that marked the death of Guillaume de Machaut. The poem itself, a double ballade, entitled Arme Amour, was written by Eustache Deschamps. We'll hear Andrieu's setting, performed by Ensemble Pan, and then the Clarks Group will perform Josquin's Déploration on the death of Jean Ockeghem.
Thank you.
An excerpt from Josquin des Prez's Déploration in memory of Jean Ockeghem. The Clarks Group performed under the direction of Edward Wickham. Before that, Ensemble Pan performed the earliest known Déploration, Franciscus Andrieu's Arme Amour, a setting of Eustache Deschamps' ballade, which laments the passing of Machaut. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the Renaissance lament known as the Déploration. Earlier in the program, we heard Josquin's Déploration for Ockeghem. Yet, as fate would have it, Josquin's death was the inspiration for Nicolas Gombert's own composition entitled Muse Jovis, based on the Cantus Firmus Circumdederunt me gemitus mortis, the sighs of death surround me. Gombert's Déploration is one of three written in memory of Josquin. The other two composers who created their own works were Hieronymus Vinders and Benedictus Appenzeller. We'll hear two versions of Gombert's Muse Jovis. Piffero will perform an instrumental arrangement, followed by the Hilliard Ensemble in the original version for six voices.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard two versions of Gombert's six-part Déploration, Muse Jovis, in memory of Josquin. The Hilliard Ensemble performed, and before that, Piffero played an instrumental version for Early Winds. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to the Renaissance Déploration. In the first half of the program, we traced a line of laments that connected Ockeghem with Gombert, but there's a further connection to be made if we look at Ockeghem himself, who composed a Déploration after the death of Gilles Binchois. Ockeghem's work not only praises Binchois, but paints a biographical picture of his life. The first line opens the lament in an elegant and touching manner. Death, you have wounded with your dart the father of joyousness. We'll hear the Clarks Group perform Ockeghem's Mort, tu as navré. Jean Ockeghem's Mort tu as navré, a lament known as a déploration and written to mark the death of Gilles Binchois. The Clarks Group performed under the direction of Edward Wickham. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're focusing on the unusual lament known as a déploration. Similar works to the déploration were being composed in other parts of Europe, including England and Italy. When Thomas Tallis passed away, William Byrd wrote a piece entitled Ye Sacred Muses for voice and viola da gamba consort. Also, Andrea Gabrielli marked the passing of Adrian Villert in his Sassi Pale Sabion del Adrian Leo. Both respond to the dedicatee's death in ways that clearly reflect the aesthetic and culture of each composer. We'll hear I Fagiolini perform Gabrielli's lament, followed by Robin Blaise and Concordia in Byrd's elegy.
Thank you.
Music to Remember Thomas Tallis, William Byrd's Ye Sacred Muses was performed by Robin Blaise and the Viola da Gamba consort Concordia. Before that, we heard Andrea Gabrielli's Sassi Palle Sabion del Adrian Leo, written in memory of the death of Adrian Villert. Our new release this week is titled Crazy and features some of the more dramatic repertoire from the Baroque. The performance marks the debut release of the Canadian ensemble I Furiosi on the Dorian label. We'll hear a Handel minuet, but first they'll perform Castello's Sonata Decima. two works from a debut release by the Toronto-based ensemble I Furiosi. We heard Castello's Sonata Decima, followed by a Handel minuet. I Furiosi's performance is part of a Dorian label release. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Godillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.